Okay, today is Daf Pei Zayin. We're on Pei Zayin. Today we'll learn for Il Nishmat Matisel Menachem Ben Yaakov. Okay, so we ended off yesterday by saying that the reason why Kitzi Hadam and Shechita is not going to be a heftik is because it can be the same time. Based on that, look at the top Tosfos. Nikan, Haya Omer Harav Rav Yontif, Shim Amad Ma'achilato, if you get up from your meal, it's Falel, and you go daven, Kishachozer, when you come back, Upo Lechol, Tarach Lavarach, Berchat Amazon, you have to bench, Tolito Yadav, Ulvarach Amotzi, you have to bench, wash again, why? Mishum Demecha, Utsuya, Bahaya Zilo Evshar, it's impossible to daven and eat at the same time. On top Tosso, on Pei Zayin Amad Allah, finishing up yesterday. Okay, hear what Yehud Tosa said? You're in the middle of a meal. Oh, you want to daven? Okay, well, daven will come right back. You got a bench, it's not over. Why? It's impossible to bench and eat at the same time. Says Tosfos, the Einera. I don't agree at all. What? That's exactly his point. His point is, once you said, I want a bench now, what we say in the Gemara, once you declared you want a bench, you change your mind, you have to, and then, you know, I don't want a bench now. Too late. Right? The Hakam by Kisi, oh, Kisi is different because you can do it at the same time. By Kisi, that is one bracha. Why? Because you can do it at the same time while you're shechting. You can do shechting with one hand, and Kisi is done with the other hand. But when it comes, when you said, I'm benching now, waiter, bring the wine, we're benching. And then, well, benching? No, waiter, take that back. Too late? You heard that? Tosa's going to mention, what? Yeah, Tosa's going to mention that, actually. So, but he has a better reason why it's not good. It's a Gemara that says it. Musty's right. It's a Gemara that says that. But he says, listen to this. The low dummy cloud, Mishub Dahacha, have a navre, have a gmar davar. When you say, let's bench, finishing. The have a hefsik. Therefore, it's a hefsik. The chain kisui. Kisui is the gmar of shchita. Finishing up, it's the gmar. E lav the efshav, how does it, aval tfilo, lav the gmar of suda. What's tfilo? We're running to daven mincha in the middle of the meal. It's not gmar of suda. Why is that a problem? Or to in Beirich Besuda al Haraamim or Afilu Barbri Agafen Yitzchok Yidol Yadav Lavarach Hamotzi? Listen, you see lightning bolt in the middle of the meal. You make it stop to make a bracha. But you have to bench down and wash again because while you made a bracha, you can't be eating. Well, let's just someone brings that new wine. So you make a new Barbri Agafen. What, I have to make a bench down because Barbri Agafen, I can't eat while making the Barbri Agafen. Of course not. We should make a bruche hadol lo efshar. Of course not. Then Tosa says, Mati's story, and now that's the Gemara Beferish, and Arvid Tzachar, that's a good face. Mati remembered, like 50 years ago. Mati remembered. The Minichu Mitzat Chaver, Vikurag of Leilat Lebeis HaKnesset. You have a meal, you leave everybody there, then you go out to the shul. Kishahim Chosman ain't doing a bracha. You don't need a new bracha. Lola Mafreya, Lola Hatila, Apalpi, Shehez Palu Beitayim. Even if you dive in the middle of a meal, the Beferish of Gemara, Tosa says. First of all, Mitzvah is wrong. Second of all, the Gemara says not like that. Which is why I think was what we all practice. Do leave the meal for to daven, or to say a lightning, or bracha on lightning, or bracha on thunder, or any of these types of things, right? And you come back, it's not considered a hefsek. Why not? First of all, there's a Gemara that says it's not. Second of all, we swear it's not. You know why? Because it's not the Gemara. If it was the Gemara, I hear it. She says, I was the Gemara. What's the other case? Let's bench. Of course, let's bench. It's the Gemara. Okay? Good. Next Tosfos says, listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos, ready? Yesh le'ez tapik. Have a shayla. Im tzach bein shchita l'shchita. Remember, what if you talk in between shchita? Is it like talking in between putting on your tefillin? Which you're not allowed to do? Says Tosfos, I'm not sure. Why? Im tzach l'achzol l'varach k'mo gabay tefillin? to make a bracha again? Yeah. Do the bracha for shmita, yeah. Even though it's not a mitzvah. Yeah. Yosh actually five heads of cattle today.
In between, he's not talking on the phone.
If making the bracha?
By tefillin, you do.
Why?
That's it.
So Tosfos says, listen to Tosfos, there's no reason to have thing. He says, now according to Rashi, if okay, fine. They listen to what he says, Oshema, like I just skip a little bit. Oshema, ain tzarech lachza or lavarech. Kimo, you don't have to make an agrafa. Kimo, just like the emtsa seuda. Shiyachol ledaber ve'ain tzarech lachza or lavarech hamotzi. I'm not sure what he means by that. You have a meal. You let us talk during a meal. Why? You made a bracha to motzi, and now you ate challah, and you ate a kedayis to challah. Then you start schmoozing, now you eat another kedayis to challah. You have to make another hamotzi? Says the process, of course not. What's the half minute you do? What's the half minute you do? That would be an unbelievable summer. You can't talk during the meal. But I think, what? Say? Exactly. I think he might be. There is a svara that Berachat HaMazon is tied to Berachat HaMotzi. Maybe that's the heaven. If you wash, and then you take a hefnik, so it ruins your benching. I don't know, it's very strange. I'm not sure what he means by that. But, he rejects it anyway. You're allowed to talk by the meal. Okay? Imagine you go to the study table and listen, we'll be mocked by the Tosfos page 9 of an Aleph to have me in that Tosfos, but I'm not going to talk to him. I don't think he gets that far. Anyway, then he goes on. Then Tosfos says, I'm not really sure. However, he says, but it would be. Talk for no reason, just to make it a negative bracha. It's called the bracha she'ena tzricha. That would be improper. That he says, on Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would lay in some of the balpeh. Mar says, why letting your papa bring another Torah? Well, that would require another bracha. What we're making another bracha for? We said bracha 5 minutes ago. So, okay. Very good. Okay? That ends that discussion. New Mishnah. Shachat below Kisa. If someone shech and doesn't do Kisa Hadam, Bira'uhu Acher, and someone else sees it, Chayav L'chasa. You have an obligation. You, the one who walked by, you saw exposed Dam, should on Kisa Hadam. The guy didn't do it. You have to do it. But I said yesterday, there's no other mitzvah like this I can think of. If I walk by your house, I see you don't have a market, I have no obligation to pull one up to you. It's your business. It's not my business. Here, I have an obligation. So the answer is, no. Here, it's different. Here, it goes on to the world. On the animal. And the shofar gets first crack, and if not, then you have to do it. So again, why is it different than Zuzah? Zuzah is in the whole world. Owner of the house has first, and he doesn't do it, you should do it. We don't have a rule like that. What's the shovel's favorite? Yeah, but no, we're talking about you have a mitzvah to do, and if you don't do it, I have to do it. No. No, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the object. So the clap, what? You're trying to be screaming. That was that only you have to only help the owner's help. That's not the same thing at all, right? No, the other classic case would be Bismillah. If the father doesn't give Bismillah, dad doesn't have the right to have to do it. That's because they're shluchim of the baby. What Bismillah? I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, the truth is. By the way, the truth is. No, but they had this mishnah. It's the same thing as the last mishnah. The last mishnah was the Mecheret Shozim Cotton. When the Mecheret Shozim Cotton, plays it twice, says, oh, I would think only Mecheret Shozim Cotton because they're not doing anything anyway. Anyway, they don't know what they're doing. So then you have to keep, but a regular person, you have to, yeah, the regular person also has to keep their thumb. Then I would have said, no, you don't have to keep their thumb by a cotton. You know why? Because the sheet is no good. Kamashon sheet is good. It goes both ways. Okay. Kitzel v'nitzgale. What if you do kisei dam and somehow the blood got exposed? Pater milchashas the pater. kiso haruach? What if the wind did it? Then chayev lechatzas. Then you chayev. Okay? We're going to learn an extremely famous Gemara right now. Tana Rabbanan. V'shafach the kise. It says in the Torah, v'shafach the kise. Misha shafach yichatzas. The guy who did the blood spilling in the shochet, he should do it. Shachat v'lo kiso ruach emanayin. Shachayev lechatzas. So if the shochet didn't do it, how do I know you have to do it? Shenemar v'omar l'vnei Yisrael. Ataru l'chol b'nei Yisrael. So the answer is it's a gzeres hakatzas. That's the answer. It doesn't satisfy anybody. That's the answer. The whole Torah is b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean, b'nei Yisrael? The whole Torah is b'nei Yisrael. Tani edak, v'shiv yed v'chatzas, v'mah sheshavach v'o yechaseh. So yechasehna b'regel. You shouldn't do kisidam with your foot. Shelo yeh mitzvot b'zuyat alav. So mitzvot should not be belittled to you. Don't do mitzvot with your foot. Right? Shouldn't be belittling. So the Samsoka has unbelievable authority. Why of all places is this halacha taught by the mitzvah of kisi adam? Of all places is mitzvah taught by kisi. Why by kisi adam? Could he sit by any other mitzvah? What? Don't eat matzah. Don't hand your matzah from your foot to your mouth. You know these people do that. They can do art with their feet. Don't do that. What? Okay. So he has a bed. Chassam Sofer says, you're right, it's true. So Chassam Sofer says, the whole reason why we do kisei adam is, he says, is lafuki the goyim. The goyim, the old pagans, they used to have a custom where they held the blood, was the life blood, and they would make all rituals out of blood, and they would collect it, and be busy with the blood. But we don't do blood like that. We don't hold like that. We cover it. We don't idolize it. We don't glorify it. It's not our stones. We cover it. I would have just the opposite. It makes the most sense. Cover with your foot. While you're doing that, you're like giving the knock to the gun. It says the Torah, don't get the mitzvah. You hear a mitzvah now. You don't shoot mitzvahs like that. Even though your kavanah makes perfect sense, right? Doesn't make you don't behave like that. That's unbelievable. Heart. Exactly the point. It may take longer. You wait. You know why? Because we don't treat mitzvahs like that. We don't treat mitzvahs. You have all the kavanas in the world. You're doing it to show up the goyim. It's very lovely. Not what it's a mitzvah. All right. It's supposed to be mitzvah. Pressing again with your hand. Tani Eda. Next one. Shafach v'chasa. Misha shafach hu yichasena. You should do it. Maisa v'echad. Shashachat v'chadim chaveiro. What happened? Someone did kisei adam. Someone did shechita. And then some guy ran and did kisei adam. Yeah, the chayuv Rabban v'galil didn't lo yud zehuvim, and Rabban v'galil made the guy give him 10 zehuvim. Why? Because he took his mitzvah away. Why? Because the shochet does get first crack. You hear? See from here, you're not allowed to steal someone's mitzvah. You're not allowed to steal someone's mitzvah. Look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Ready? V'lo haya yachal lepoter atmo. The masha hayadosim lo ov achel lishcha. You can't listen. I'm sorry. I took away your mitzvah. I came and I chopped the mitzvah. Here's a chicken. Go shaft it. You can do a kisei adam now. Says Tosfos. What kind of answer is that? That's not good. You know why? Why? The zos mitzvah acheret he. This is a separate mitzvah, right? Umitzvah Rishona, the first animal, the first bird, halchala, that's gone. Bahavim muaz lo yuchal otakein. You can't fix that. What do you do next time? What do you mean next time? This is gone. You took the mitzvah away. Now, says Tosfos. Do we have this? Can we in Torah today on this Yud Zehuvim? Someone mitzvah? Says Tosfos. No. Oh, so that's a whole discussion. It's not a class. It's a whole discussion that was shown him. Is Yud Zehuvim a standard price to every mitzvah, or every mitzvah that worth different amounts? Who's making that rule? So, I would say that it's a standard number. It's not a... Umihu, you'll see why. Lo daininon hashta l'chayev asar zehuvim. We don't have today judgments for asar zehuvim. There's no such a thing today. Why not? The milta, the less, the chasar, and kits, lo avdin and shlich l'tayim.
Because the whole reason why you're allowed to judge Dini Mamanis is based on a principle of Shlichus Tayhu. We don't say Shlichus Tayhu when there's no Chasar and Kip. What do you lose? What do you lose? Olam Haba? Couldn't do the mitzvah? That can't be adjudicated in a Bezdin. There's no Shlichus Tayhu for that, and therefore there's no cases for the Yitzhak over. Kidamina Bachovel. Ve'echad she'amad b'makom chaveiro. Listen to this. Ve'echad she'amad b'makom chaveiro likro b'torah. Putter. If you have a shul, or maybe, and you run up to the bima to get an aliyah, and you took away someone's aliyah, like not, even if there would be ability to judge these cases, you still don't have to pay for it. Why not? Because, I can't stand the case with my mitzvah, I'm going to go to his house and I'm going to still do the hubim. And if you do that, you got to give the hubim back. Why? The kulam chayav mekriyas haTorah. It's not your mitzvah. It's not your, you know what else to say? This has massive ramifications in a shul. It's not your mitzvah. It's not your aliyah. The whole place or the whole shul has an aliyah. You hear this? It's massive ramifications in a shul. V'chein pereshiva, afilu amad b'makom kohen. Even if you take the first aliyah, you're not even a kohen. And you chop that aliyah. Da'adar shiran v'kidashto v'chol davar sher v'kidusha. That's a smachti. That's a dinder rabbanon. That's very controversial. Most numbers is doraita. What? Okay, so he's not, I'm not saying I'm not going to give. We shouldn't give him machdiyona voluntarily. We shouldn't do that. He's not appropriate. Ain't a chinami. Ain't a chinami. Unbelievable, no. Now, so one time I was in the Yom Kippur. And years and years ago, and there was a guy there that was a relative of someone that I know, and he was walking home. They offered him a ride, so he tells me, "No, he'll walk." So I said, "But if you walk, he's taking away my mitzvah." So he says to me back, "That wasn't my mitzvah to do. Go home, Rachel." So he tells me, "Somebody tells me, such a longish boy." He tells me, "Well, you already had the machshava, so it counts if you got the mitzvah." What's the downside? This is what he tells me. You hear this? The thing with me. The problem is he's wrong. I'll tell you why he's wrong. No, I didn't, till I prepared this Gemara, I didn't know this. The Chassam Sofer asked, why are you giving Yitzhuvim? What do you have to pay Yitzhuvim for? You have a Mashtava. And that counts too. I wanted to do that. I was about to do it. I was about to do Kisiyatan. I was about to get that Aliyah, and someone came and took it away from me. What do you want from me? Why am I getting paid for that? Why am I getting paid for that? I had the Kabbalah. Right? So Hashem counted as if he did it. Right? Hashem knows the story. Hashem knows you were sincere. Hashem knows you were about to do it. Hashem knows the other guy came and stopped it. What are you paying for? So the Chassam Sofer says, you know what you're paying for? Of course. Hashem counts. Hashem knows the story. Hashem knows. You're paying him because a Jew is in his heart. A Jew has tzar when he can't do a mitzvah. You're paying him for that tzar. The schar? No, that's not such a thing. First of all, that's not a... What? It sounds like a knas? Okay, it could be a knas. It could be. But you know what I'm saying? It's much deeper than a knas. Right? Knas is, you stole my ax. Not only are you paying me once, you're paying me four times. That's a knat. Here, what are you paying for? The mitzvah? I got the tzchar already. What do you got that? You're paying for my pain. I didn't do the mitzvah. What happens if you can't do a mitzvah? It's a tzchar. That's you're paying me for. Want to call it a knat? It could be a knat. It could be a tzchar. It doesn't make a difference. You're paying me for the pain. Unbelievable var. Such an unbelievable var. A Jew has pain when he can't do a mitzvah. Unbelievable. No, what do you mean? You can't pay for an abeira? Huh? You hear unbelievable stuff over, no? Unbelievable. That's why when the boy told me, well, you got the scar ready, he's right. But he's also wrong. I got the scar because I had a good intention. But I didn't do the maisa. I'm in scar. Unbelievable. Okay. Ibailahu, listen to this Gemara now. Schar mitzvah or schar bracha?
What's going on here? Is it the mitzvah or the bracha that I have to pay for? Levay naf kabina, what's the difference? The brachas amaza. The brachas amaza. Brachas for bracha. Right? So, e amar tzchar mitzvah, achas, if it's one mitzvah, e amar tzchar bracha, havin arboim. But if it's one mitzvah, if I took away your benching, then I have to pay you, if it's a mitzvah, I have to pay you 10. Because in the olden days, one person would bench. And everybody would answer, amen. If I bench for you, if it's one mitzvah, I got to pay you 10. But if it's four, I got to pay 40. So my, what's it in? Tashma, to amale, listen to the story. To amale ahumina le Rebbe, Amin said to Rebbe, Mishi gata harim lo bara ruach. The one who created the mountains didn't create the hurricanes. O Mishi bara ruach lo bara harim. The one who created the wind didn't create mountains. It says in the Pasuk, in Amos, Ki hine yotzer harim ubori ruach. One's a yotzer, one's a bori. Different beings. Amale shota. Well, shvil sefer dekra. Look at the end of that Pasuk. It's all God. Amale nikotli zimna plus yomi. So the min says to him, give me 3 days to think this over. Let me give an answer to you. I'll give you back an answer. Yosef, Rebbe plus the Tainisa. Rebbe said 3 days in Tainis. There's nothing in saving. What am I going to do with this person? Kiahaka by Mibra, when he was getting himself healthy, Amrule Mina. Amrule, Rebbe's household told Rebbe, Mina ka baba. There's a min by the door. Amar v'yitni b'burasi rosh. He gave me bitterness, right? Like, oh, here and now. Amalei, Rebbe, b'vasar tovas anilach. The min says, I'm here to tell you good news. The min says. It's a different min. It wasn't that guy. It's someone else. Lo mata tshuva oidecha. But not from the guy from me. The guy couldn't answer you. He fell through if he died. He's out of the picture. So now, there's a guy sitting in Rebbe's living room. So Rebbe says to him, Amalei, we're talking about the Torah actually? You want to have lunch with me? Amalei, kosha bracha ashoset. Do you want to leave benching? Or harbam zehuva matanotam, or pay 40 zehuva. Which one would you rather have? He needs 40. He needs 4 mitzvah. Right? I'm going to take the mitzvah away from you. I'll pay you 40. Or you can do the mitzvah. I think Rebbe's paying him. Amalei, kosha bracha ashoset. I'll do the kosha bracha. Yotza baskal v'amra. Kosha bracha shava arba'im tehuvim. What do you see? It's worth 40. Yes, Tosa, it should be worth 50. Why? It's the bracha of Rebbe Bacha. So Tosa's answer is that what? Tosa's answer, you don't have to do it. You don't have to make that bracha. You don't have to bend to the coast. You don't have to. Nice. What's what he sees? It's 40. He sees bracha, it's not mitzvah. Tosa the Rig gives a different answer. They ask that question because you say, amen, it counts. They ask that question. You have to figure out an answer. By the way, so Amar of Yitzchak, Adayin Yashna Laosa Mishpacha, Be Gedoli Romi, Bekorin Osa Mishpacha's Bar Linus, Leonis. Right? That family is still living in Rome, and they're called the Leonis family. Okay. Anything else to say about this? No. Kitzli Vinis Gala. One second. That was it. You know, it's pretty wild, no? No, so there's a whole Lamdash discussion. There's such a thing as stealing someone's mitzvah. Not yet. Even though we end up saying maybe it's a bracha, we assume that you can't steal someone's mitzvah. Right? Again, you can't take somebody's bet. They do. They can't pay you. We're not gonna bet they won't deal with those cases with mana debt. It's still such a concept, yeah, what we say. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's only mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. It's a hasher mitzvah, right. You can't have a guy build a sukkah for you. Right? It's not that many times you can find such a thing. It comes up at Bris Milah. Because at Bris Milah, really, his father has an obligation to mount the son. Right? So what's he doing? It's a pointing shliach. So this comes up. This is a legitimate challenge. What if the mayel is standing there and then someone comes and does the mitzvah in front of him? So did the mayel, did he lose the mitzvah? He's a shliach anyway. This is a real question. Isn't it? No? Not a mitzvah? What is it? Okay, so what exactly is a mile? Is he a shliach? Is he also... Right? No, that nice of other factors. I'm not talking about that. Nice of reputation is going to be ruined, right? I'm not talking about that. That's a separate thing. Okay, next. Kitzov in his kala. Amalei Rav Acha Breit Rav Lo Rav Ashi. My Shna Me'ashavat Aveda. How come Me'ashavat Aveda, if the guy loses the Aved 100 times, he has to return to him 100 times? And how come over here, similar, how come over here, if you did keep it out and then the wind came, the blood still, you don't do it again. Exactly. So Amar Mar, Hashem, feel the man problem. The Torah says that. Amalei Hashem lo ksiv miyuta, hafak ksiv miyuta v'chisahu. Right? Because by Hashem, it says Hashem. It means even 100 times. And over by Kisah, it doesn't say that. Kisah haruach, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shadar alach shechazav in his galah. That's only true if it got exposed. Aval, lo chazav in his galah, but if it didn't get exposed, possibly l'chazav. You don't have to do it again. L'chi chazav in his galah, my hava. But when it got exposed again, big deal, ha in chilei, the mitzvah's been pushed off, and once the mitzvah's pushed off, it doesn't revive itself. Aber papa, so meret, ein dichui etzel mitzvot. What do you think from here? There's no such rule like that. There is a rule that by kavana. There's no rule like that, ein dichui etzel mitzvot. So, let's say you have hadassim, and the hadassim, the top of the hadassim are broken. And the top of the hadassim are broken, you can't use them. On Sukkot, you, right before Yontif, one of your kids, knocks on top of the hadassim. And then you come back in the morning. Now, can you use those hadassim? No. Come back in the morning. And they're back. They regrew overnight. They're back. So, and when Sukkot began, you couldn't use them. They were dichoy. What? Now they're good. But can you use them now? The Gemara had a suffix about that. The Gemara asked, didn't your papa just say, ein dichoy etzel mitzvot? Didn't your papa just say that? Right? So what's the suffix? So the Gemara answered, well, maybe the papa's going to be machmir. Michumra. Do the kisadam again. Not sure what halacha is. So mich. It's a principle. When you have an item and it becomes no good to you, and then it becomes good again, can you use it? Or do we say, once it became no good, it's no good forever? By a carbon, we say that. Let's say you have a carbon, and somebody, an animal for a carbon, and somebody makes it into an avodah zarah. Can you use an animal for a carbon now? No. Then he changes his mind. He becomes a Baal Tshuva, and he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. Does that animal become good? No. Yeah. Right. No, that's because it's a mover. So the Torah itself can do heads like that. Use my Avodah Zarah as a better example. Why not? The Avodah Zarah?
I have a tree in my backyard.
Yeah. And then, one second. And then what if you have karata and you undo it? Why not? Oh, do okay. What about goy? So it's complicated. The point is, if you could undo it, it still doesn't become a carbon anymore. Exactly. Once it's no good, it's no good. So by kabbalah, we have a rule. We have a rule that by mitzvot. What? So Rapapa says, "Ein dichoy etzel mitzvot." There's no rule like that. So what's the rule that? The Gemara answers, no, it's only because the Gemara and Sukkah asks this question. The Gemara and Sukkah answers. Yeah, that's the same exact thing. No, the question is, can you pick off the berries? Can you go?
It was good before you left it. That morning is so good. I pull off the berries. Do that again.
Separate child is pulling off berries. Same question. The Gemara is a suffix. Why is the Gemara a suffix? Here, a Papa said, you're allowed to do it. The Gemara answers, no, maybe Papa was only being mocked. Papa had a suffix, And Michumra, do Kisi Adam again. Where am I going with this? The point is, he does not make a bracha. Why? Because you only miss something. And from a something, you never make a bracha. You have to do Kisi Adam again. Papa said, you got to do it again. You got to do it again. Correct. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because we're not so sure that this is a rule that we are not. We're not so sure. Therefore, don't take a chance. Don't do it again. Don't make a bracha. You want to use that adasim? Don't make a bracha. Why? Not sure they're good. Maybe only Repuff was one thing with one. That's where I'm going with all this. Right. Right. Okay. Umayishnah of the Tanya, why is it any different? And it says, Ashokes, if you say Shchida, Benivla Dam Bakarka, if the Dam is absorbed into the ground, Chayav L'Chatos, you still have to do Kisi Adam, right? Even though it's not exposed. The answer is, be awesome, because Shari Shomer Nikar, because you can see it. You can still see the outline of the Dam. Dam Shiz Ari B'mayim. If Dam got mixed up with water, so in Yesh, Bo Maris Dam, Chayav L'Chatos. Does it look like water? Then you don't have to do Kisi Adam. Does it look like blood? Then you do. Ah, it's water there, it doesn't make a difference. Look for the look. Does it look like Dam still? If it looks like Dam, you have to. What about in this Arab Biyayin? What if it got mixed up with wine? You can't tell the difference because it's all red. So, Rowan also, you pretend, Ki'ilu Humayim, as if the wine were water. If the wine would be water, what would it do to the blood? Would it make it water or still blood? Dar Bedam Behema, O Bedam Hachaya. What? Right. What if the blood got mixed up with the blood of a Behema or the blood of a Chaya? Says Rashi. Dam hikir shalchaya, dam that did not have shechita of a chaya, right? That's what Rashi means to say, right? The Rambam says that it's talking about dam the dam of a chaya tmeya, a lion's blood got mixed up. Says the Rishash. That's what the Rambam said. But wouldn't the Mishnah say? Wouldn't the Gemara say that? That's just a strange thing to say. The whole point of this. If the dam of a chaya got mixed up with a behema, doesn't have kisei dam. Or a chaya. What does it mean, or a chaya? Says Rashi, a chaya didn't have shechita. Says Ram, no, a non-kosher chaya. Right? Rowan also, same halacha. Rowan also, ki'ilu hein mayim. We view it as if it's water. If you hear the Omer, ain't dam bevatel dam. No, dam can't be bevatel dam, because mimino's ain't a bottle. We're going to get to that in the next week, in 2 weeks. All the rules about that bottle. Ain't dam bevatel dam. Dam hanitas, or the dam that's switched over there, or sha'ala, I think that's what that means, or sha'ala sakin, or the dam on the knife, chayav l'chasa. I'm reviewing the aim and say, when that's true, but manja ain't sham dam elahu. Avoye sham dam, shalo, hu, pasim l'chasa. That's only true, but it's the only dam. If it's other dam, you don't have to go searching over there, and you don't have to take the dam off the knife. Correct. I believe that one of the Rishonim answered your question. I think it's Tosfos. Someone asked that question. Without already who? Yeah, I think it's Tosfos. Yes. Right. Me, says, I'm looking over here, yeah. I looked that up afterwards. All right, 5 minutes. Tanan Hassam, Dam Shez Ari B'mayim, we're just going to repeat ourselves now. If blood got mixed up with water, in Yesh B'maris Dam Kasha. If it looks like blood, good. It's Ari B'yayin, then Rowan also. Ilu Hayamayim, if it would be water, what would be the story? It's Ari B'dam Behemo B'dam Chaya. Again, Rowan also, Ilu Humayim, we pretend that the Dam of the Behemo is water. Now, what would the ratio be? Good, very good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't dam avatel dam. No, there's no dam avatel dam. Ain't mimimim dam avatel. Omer b'chibar ab, Omer b'yofanus. Lo shanu elo shanu, listen to this. Lo shanu elo shanu aflu mayim l'tov dam. That's only true if the water fell into the dam. Abol nofal dam l'tov mayim. But if blood fell into the water, rishon avatel. When the blood falls in, what happens? You have a big bucket of water. There's a dam falling in. One drop falls in, it becomes bottle. When the second drop falls in, it becomes bottle. So the third drop falls in, it becomes puzzle. After 20 minutes, there's going to be more dam than water. It's going to look like dam. Too bad, it's all puzzle. You hear that? Amar Papa, the Indian Kitsui ain't okay. When it comes to Kitsui dam, that's not true. Why? Ain't Dicho, ain't till mitzvah. Says it again. Look at Rashi. Shafilu nafal dam l'toch mayim. Even if blood fell into the water, chayim l'chazal. Still do Kitsui dam. Afal fisha batal v'nidcha rishon rishon. Even though each drop falls to the water, it becomes batal. Afilu hachi kishaholach v'rabba ad shenehevcha maris hamayim l'dam. When so much blood falls in that it turns it into red, chazer dam abatal v'neir. The dam reawakens. The chishev dam, and it's chashev like dam, it's considered dam. Long in a hole, but it's chayitze. We don't say once it's pushed off. Why? The ain't Torah zichu eitel mitzvot. No concept of zichu when it comes to mitzvot. Unbelievable. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol mara ad mumis, the kaprin, any red blood is mechaper, umachshirin, and makes it roy to be bekabel toma and the chayav b'kisui and it's chayav b'kisui. Says the Gemara, my kamash malan the chaperin tanina. That's old news. Chayav b'kisui tanina. No, machshirin istrichole. What happened? The blood fell in with water. So what does machshir mean? In order for food to become tame, it has to once have been wet. So it has to be wet with dam if it's red dam. And what if it's not red dam? What if it's like pink because half of it's water, but 3/4 is water. Water also counts. Says the Gemara, Machshirim Nami, Idam Machshirim Machshir, Imai Machshirim Machshir. Either way, it's going to become right through the Kabbal Tumah. Why? Because you even touch dam or water. It doesn't make a difference which one it is. Not all Smicha, Shatam to Megishamim. No. Remember, the only time water counts is if you're happy about the water. So when the water is rainwater, it doesn't count. You have to say you're happy. So the Gemara says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Megisham Nami, give it the shakal of Rami Achshirinu. Fell into a cup, no? That was in the cup. You're happy, it's in the cup. So Lotzricha shed nismadu me'alehen. No, it happened by itself. Somehow there was a cup lying around, and the water and the dam fell together, and therefore, who said you're happy? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Asi ben Harbil Amar, bitzlula de dama. Says him, no, we're not talking about water and dam. We're talking about dam. So when dam starts to harden, the molecules start to break apart, and there's like the plasma, it's like a watery look to it, and then there's a red part, and then a watery part. That's what we're talking about. Right? What? Yeah, that water, exactly. We're not talking about rainwater and dam. No, it's about dam and dam. It starts to, separate, it will look like that. Onesh kares for that. If you eat that, v'ha'ikka kizayit. The Masnisa Tana, Tamin Ba'ohel, Yatami Ba'ohel, Behud Ikka Revius. Why? Because the shear for eating and the shear for tumor are different shearim. Alright, we'll stop here. Now we're going to go into a whole discussion about the dam over here. Alright? We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.